Okay, the Ben Ish Chai begins in Parashat Vayelech. He takes the pasuk Hakel et ha'am ha'anashim ve'anashim ve'ataf ve'gerecha asher bisharecha. This is the mitzvah of Hakel. Once in 7 years, the king would gather Hakel. Lehakhil means to congregate, to gather the people, men, women, and children, and all the gerim. Leman yishmeu, leman ilmedu, so that they should hear the Torah, they should learn the Torah. V'yare'u et Hashem Elokechem, so that they come to fear Hashem. V'shamiru la'asot et kol divrei ha'Torah azot, and they will guard to do and keep all the words of the Torah. So that's in Parashat Vayelech. Halozot muda'at, this is known. Ki kiyum mitzvot ha'Torah v'chol pirtei halachot shela lo yihye ela rak al yedei chachmei hador. It's a well-known idea, concept, that the fulfillment of the mitzvot of the Torah with all their details really depends and could really take place only through the Chachmei HaTorah, through the Chachamim of the generations, Shemakhilim Keilot Barabim, that they are the ones that congregate people, get people together, Lelamedam Et HaDerech Asher Yelechu Ba V'et HaMaaseh Asher Ya'asun, to teach them the way of the Torah and all the halachot of how to keep the Torah. Lefichach Moshe Rabbeinu Alav HaShalom Tiken Laim LeYisrael. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who instituted for Am Yisrael, as is told to us at the end of Masechet Megillah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was metaken lidrosh lahem yideh shana b'shana, hilchot chag b'chag, hilchot pesach b'pesach, hilchot atzeret b'atzeret, that the rabbis of the generation should expound upon, should teach in detail and at great length the halachot of each chag. Chag b'chag means the halachot of Sukkot, when Sukkot approaches. Halachot of Pesach, before Pesach. Halachot of Atzeret, that's Shavuot, before Shavuot. Kmo sheneemar, hakhel et ha'am leman yishmeu, leman yilmedu, v'shamiru la'asot et kol divrei ha'Torah azot. The Ben Ish Chai is telling us, although the pshat of this pasuk is the specific mitzvah in the Torah of the once in 7 years hakhel, that the king would gather everyone in order to say over the Torah, he would say over Sefer Dvarim, Mishneh Torah. To commemorate that, we read Sefer Dvarim on the seventh night of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah. However, the Ben Ish Chai says, from that mitzvah, we also learn, included in this, is the miniature Hakhel. Each community with their Rav should congregate to learn the halachot, leman yishme'u, leman yilmedu, v'shameru la'asot. And you see in the pasuk, it says also, v'yare'u et Hashem elokechem, to teach yir'at Hashem, and to teach the halachot, v'shameru la'asot et kol divrei ha'Torah hazot. So from each mitzvah, even though the mitzvah has a specific meaning, but we learn the concept from it in many ways as well, that apply to all of us and to all generations. Okay, so that's the little preface that the Ben Ish Chai has for this parasha. And here he begins the halachot of Erev Yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur. Halacha Aleph. And that's what the Ben Ish Chai did. He gathered, he congregated all the people of his city. They all came in the hundreds to listen for hours upon hours to the Shiurei Halacha of the Ben Ish Chai, that we are zochet to have some of these shiurim. I'm sure it's not in the entire shiurim, but these are the halachot that the Ben Ish Chai spoke about. Amru chachamim zichonam livracha, mitzvah le'echol be'erev yom ha'kippurim u'leharbot bis'uda. Chachamim tell us in the Gemara Brachot Tavchet that we have a special mitzvah on Erev Kippur. This coming Sunday, we have a mitzvah to eat more than usual. The Gemara learns it from the pasuk ויניתם את נפשותיכם בתשעה לחודש בערב, מערב עד ערב תשפטו שבתיכם. Why does the Torah say, ויניתם את נפשותיכם, you should afflict yourself בתשעה לחודש בערב? In the ninth of the month at night, that's very unusual for the Torah to describe the date in that way. Usually, what should the Torah say? ויניתם את נפשותיכם בעשירי לחודש, on the 10th of the month. And we know that the 10th of the month begins at night. I mean, it doesn't say that in any other Yom Tov. Why does the Torah, you know, give us this word, betish'a lachodesh? Chachamim tell us, we have here a masoret, that the Torah is hinting to us that there's something that has to do with the ta'anit on the ninth month, as on the ninth of the month as well. On Erev Yom HaKippurim, we prepare for the ta'anit by eating. And the Gemara tells us that if you eat well with the intention to prepare for the Ta'anit of Yom Kippur, ma'ale alav ha-katuv kilu ita'anate she'iva asiri. It's considered like you fasted 2 days. You have the zechut, a double zechut, a fasting for 2 days. There's a lot to speak about in regards to that concept and that mitzvah. Let's, however, see what the Ben Ish Chai gives us here. Ve'katvu ha-mekubalim she'tzarich le'echol shi'ur shnei yamim. אם יוכל האדם לאכול כל כך, כדי לתקן יום זה באכילה, מה שצריך ליום זה, ומה שצריך ליום אחר, שהוא יום הכיפורים הקדוש. This is a little bit of a flashback to the end of Parashat Nitzavim, where the Ben Ish Chai told us that the main tikkun of these days of Aseret Yemei Teshuva is actually through eating. So now, therefore, say the Mekubalim that on the 9th of Tishrei and Erev Kippur, we're actually supposed to eat the amount of food good for 2 days, for the 9th and for the 10th, in order to be able to be metaken the day with Achila, which day? The 9th, and to be metaken the 10th day with Achila, which obviously we physically won't be able to do because we have to fast. But on the 9th, we're supposed to eat also for the 10th day. So there is the inyan in that. Ve'adam ya'aseh kol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. In case you're asking yourself, what is this? We're told to be a glutton here on the 9th day of Tishrei. We're told to eat excessively. Well, ha'adam ya'aseh kol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. Obviously, a person has to do, first of all, everything with logic, not to over-exaggerate. However, yeah, the eating more than usual should be done l'shem shamayim. Why am I eating more than usual? Because that's the mitzvah of the day. Because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. V'Hashem yitbarach lo yimna tov la'olechim betamim. And Hashem will not spare those who walk completely with Him, with a complete heart, will not spare any good from them. וכתבו האחרונים שמצווה לאכול דגים בערב יום הכיפורים בשחרית דווקא. The האחרונים write that there is a mitzvah to eat דווקא fish on ערב כיפור, and especially in the morning. Especially in the morning. Now there is a technical reason for that. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayot, Rav Mazuz brings in his Ha'arot, the Rambam in the Pirush HaMishnayot of the first Perek of Yoma writes that dagim, fish, is something that is conducive to bringing tumat keri, and therefore it's better to eat it in the morning so that a person does not come to tumat keri during Yom HaKippurim. And he says, Ayen kaf ha'chaim simat afreshchet ot kaftet. But the Ben Ish Chai says something else here. He continues and he says, "V'yesh lezeh k'tzat semech min hamidrash." There is a bit of a support, of a hint for this in the midrash that's in Pereshit Rabba, Parasha Yud Aleph. V'ayen b'mate Ephraim, and look in the Mate Ephraim. V'nir'eh sheyesh tam lazeh. And now the Ben Ish Chai gives a reason for it based on Kabbalah. כי הדגים רומזים לעינה פקיחה המאירה ביסוד שהוא בחינת היום הזה. בסוד הפסוק, בן פורת יוסף, בן פורת עלי עין, וטוב עין הוא יבורך. He says, the dagim, על פי קבלה, fish, they hint to the midah ha'eliyona in Shamayim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is called Ena Pekicha, the open, that great open eye, Hahi Ena Pekicha, which simply is explained the Hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem surveys and supervises the world. Hahi Ena Pekicha. Hine lo yanum velo yishan shomer Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu never goes to sleep. His eyes are never closed. He's always watching. Hame'ira b'yesod, which is a midah that is in the sfira of Yesod, which has to do with Yosef HaTzadik, as it says, Ben Porat Yosef, Ben Porat Ale Ayin. V'tov Ayin u'yevorach, yenzof, the halacha. And one with a good eye will be blessed. So to have a good eye has to do with the midah of Yesod. To have a good eye means to remember that Hashem's eyes are on us. Dam alimala mimach ayin ro'a, that Hashem is watching. That's also called tov ayin. Tov ayin means to have a good eye, to look at other Jews with a good eye, with a good heart. That's tov ayin u'yevorach. And all that is connected to shmirat ha'enayim, also to guarding our eyes from what is forbidden to see. And that all those three aspects have to do with midat ha'yesod of Yosef HaTzadik. And therefore we eat fish on Erev Kippur, because the midah of Yesod is the bechina of this day of Erev Yom Kippur. Ad kan. Halacha bet, besibuv ha'kaparot yechaven l'shem Chet Taf Kaf. When one does the kaparot, now he's referring, the Ben Ish Chai is referring specifically to the minhag of slaughtering a chicken for, you know, shchita of the chicken by kaparot, and he's going to speak about that in Halacha Gimel in all its details. Many are noheg to do the kaparot with money. So whether you do it with the chicken or with the money, we do sibuv kaparot. We take it and we circle it around our heads, around the heads of the people who are asking for the bracha. And we say the words, ze chalifatcha, ze temuratcha, ze kaparatcha. This is chalifatcha, this is your substitute, this is temuratcha, this is instead of you. Remember the word temura, right? And chalifa is in your exchange. That's why in Hebrew a suit is called a chalifa, because you change it all the time. And ze kaparatcha, and this is your kapara, your atonement. So if you look at those three words, chet, taf, kaf is the Rashi Tevot. Chet Taf Kaf is a name, one of the names that of Segula for Parnasa. Vehu yotze misofet tevot poteach et yadecha. And it's derived from the sofet tevot, the last letters of the words poteach et yadecha. One should have those that name in mind when he says the pasuk poteach et yadecha. And this is the name of Parnasa. It's the gematria, if I'm not mistaken, of the name of the Malach HaMemuneh al Parnasa, which we think about when we say Tfilat HaParnasa, that name which is Daled Yud Kuf Resh Nun Vav Samech Aleph, that name which comes out from the Pasuk Varikoti Lachem Beracha Ad Belidai, and from the Pasuk Nesa Alenu Or Panecha Hashem. So that name is, if I'm not mistaken, the gematria of Chet Taf Kaf. Now, Chet Taf Kaf as a Hebrew word, Chatach, means to distribute, to cut, to size. So there is a hint there, if you want to remember, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu distributes Parnasa to size, to order. Each one gets exactly what he's supposed to get. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chotech Parnasa lekol echad ve'echad, to each and every one, in accordance with what he's supposed to receive exactly. So it's a good kavanah to have when you say poteach et yadecha umasbia, which is also begematria chet tavkaf, by the way. The word umasbia is also begematria chatach, to have in mind, Hashem, you are the one who is in charge of the panasa of each and every one, and you are chotech, you cut out for each one what he deserves, and you give him exactly to size. So says the Ben Ish Chai, and of course it's brought in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that one should have in mind that name at the time of the kaparot. So therefore you say it in that order. Ze chalifatcha, ze temuratcha, ze kaparatcha, and the Rashi Tevot is the name that we just said. Ve'lenekeva yomar chalifatech, temuratech, kaparatech, betzeret tachataf. And obviously for a female, you say it in the feminine, so you don't say chalifatcha, you say chalifatech. Kan izkar b'mateh Ephraim, as is brought down in the Sefer Mateh Ephraim. Ve'osim ba'em keneged arba mitot, Bedin lechaper al ha'adam, and this is in order to, in exchange for the four mitot bedin, sekila, serefa, hereg, vachenek, to be mechaper on a person.
Specifically only referring to a woman?
No. For both. For a woman, he just said that you have to say chalifatech. Now he's saying that in general, a person, lachen tzarich ha'adam leharher b'tshuva be'ota sha'a. When the kaparot is happening, when it's going, let's say someone is taking either the chicken or the money and circling it over your head, have in mind to be meharher in that name that we just mentioned, when you say zechalifatcha zetemotcha, have in mind to be me'arher b'tshuva. I am doing tshuva, and in order to be mitkaper, so that the arba mitod bedin should not be chal, should not have anything to do with me. Ukefi asod inyan shchitazu hi lemateka gvura. Al pi kabbalah, the whole inyan of the shchita of the tarnegol for kaparot is mituka gvurot, is to sweeten the midat din. Lachen zman ra'u yoter ledavar zehu be'ashmoret samuch la'alot ha'shachar shehu et ratzon. Therefore, the best and most opportune time for the shchita of the kaparot should be early on in the morning before alot ha'shachar, which is the beginning of et ratzon. It's a time of ratzon, and being that the whole idea is mituka gvurot, that's when it should be done. Yosef? Around that time, yeah, right before Alot HaShachar. Alot HaShachar, which is 72 seasonal minutes before Netzach HaMah. So before that, before Alot HaShachar, that's the best time for the Shechitat HaKaparot. Upo Yirenu Asher Ben Purat Yosef Esh Kahal Rav, the Ben Ish Chai says, and Bli Ayin Hara, in our city, he says, Ben Purat Yosef is like saying Bli Ayin Hara. Maybe he bedafka used the word Ben Purat Yosef because, like he just mentioned, that the Bechina of the Yom is Midat Yosef, is Midat Yesod. So he bedafka used the word Ben Purat Yosef. But it is common by Sfaradim, instead of saying Bli Ayin Hara, you say Ben Purat Yosef. Because Yosef was Ben Purat Ale Ayin. He was above Ayin Hara, as the Gemara tells us in Masechet Bamitzia, that one who wants to be guarded from Ayin Hara, he should say, Ana mizarad Yosef ka'atena, I come from Zera Yosef, who are, that Dela shalta behu ena bisha, that Ayin Hara is not sholet in them. So, okay, that's just Derech Agav, I'm saying. So Ben Purat Yosef ish kahal rav, he says, Bli Ayin Hara, in our city in Baghdad, we have a lot of people. Yif shal la'asot hakol be'ota sha'a. So you can't cram in everybody at that particular moment before Alot HaShachar. You have hundreds of people standing in line for the shechita of the chicken for kaparot. You can't get it all in. Al ken muchachim shochate mata. Therefore, the shochatim of the city are, you know, forced to lehatchil bedavar ze mitchilat alayla. They're forced to start the shechita of korbanot from the beginning of the night. Misken, the shochet is standing all night doing shechita to hundreds of people for kaparot. Even though you have like more than 30 shochatim, he says, in his city, in the Ben Ish Chai city, im kol zen yicholim ligmol kol alayla kulo. They still can't finish. Wow. This was a serious business in Baghdad, the inyan of shechitat ha-kaparot. אלא משלימים עוד בשלוש וארבע שעות ראשונות מן היום. They go into 3-4 hours into the day, you know, 9-10 o'clock in the morning. ובטוחים בהשם שהכל יקובל ברצון ויעלה לפניו כאילו נעשה הכל כראוי. And we trust with all our heart in Hashem that everything will be accepted with ratzon, with appeasement, with goodwill to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it should, the act should be before Him with all, kilu nasa kol karawi, as if everything was done perfectly. Which means, you know, even though we can't all get it in before Alot HaShachar, which is the Et Ratzon, but because of the fact that there's no choice, we have so many people, we are batuach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts our kaparot beratzon ubeshalom. So that's halacha bet. Halacha gimel. Kol ba'al ha'bayit sheyavoa shochet lebeto lishchot lo yanichenu lishchot ad sheyivdok hasakin techila karaui v'yachzor v'yivdok ota achar shchita. Right? Those of you who were in chulin class last year, so this is a little throwback to that. That every ba'al ha'bayit that a shochet comes to his house to do shchita, you should not let him do shchita until he first checks the sakin, he checks the knife beforehand, and after shchita he should check also. Remember, we spoke a lot about that. V'yazmin ba'al ha'bayit efer kira b'yado kedei lishchot letocho. Now, being that you're doing it inside your home, don't forget there's a mitzvah of kisui hadam. So you have to cover the dam, and you have to cover the dam with ashes or with afar. So he says you should make sure you set aside efer kira, ashes from the stove, kederishchot letocho, in order to slaughter upon it. V'hanachat he'afar techila hi hatchalat mitzvah shel kisui adam. The initial putting of the afar on the ground in order to prepare the ground for the shchita is already the beginning of the act of the mitzvah of kisui adam. Lachen tov she'yaneach ba'al ha'bayit et ha'afar b'yado. So the best thing is the owner of the house, the head of the house, should do it himself. He shouldn't ask one of his, you know, workers or servants to could you get some afar? Could you put it in the corner of the house? We're about to do shchita there. This is actually the beginning of the mitzvah of kisui hadam, and therefore mitzvah bo yoter mi bishlucho. A person should do the mitzvah on his own. V'nahagu she'ba'al ha'bayit mevarech al kisui hadam, and the minhag is that the ba'al ha'bayit says the bracha for kisui hadam. He says it on his own. והברכה היא, and the nusach of the bracha is אשר קידשנו במצוותיו וציוונו על כיסוי הדם באפר. Like it says in the pasuk, וכיסה הוא באפר. ומאחר שיש הרבה עופות לשחוט, יברך בעל הבית על הראשונה, ואחד מבני הבית על השנייה ועל השלישית. Since there are multiple chickens to be shochet for the kaparot in the house, so the בעל הבית should say the bracha upon the first shchita, and then another person from the household should say the bracha for the second shchita, and then a third, וכן על זו הדרך, and so on. וכן השוחט יחסה גם הוא לבסוף, ואין כאן מרבים בברכות. He says, the shochet himself should also cover the dam at the end, and it's not a problem of marbim bibrachot, of excessively, you know, making too many brachot. Meaning, maybe there should be one bracha in the beginning, and it should go for all the shchitot afterwards. It's not good to say brachot many times. Says the Ben Ish Chai, it's not an issue. Kivan shekol echad mevarech al shchita bifnei atzma v'dam chadash. He says each one is saying the bracha for his own personal shchita that's being done for him, and for the mitzvah of kisui, specific kisui hadam for his particular shchita. Therefore, each one is individually separate. It's not marbim bibrachot. Gam tzarich sheyazminu lashochet ner sheyesh bo shtei ptilot, vehaptilot bimkom haur yu prudot, rak hashalavot shelahem nogim yachad kedei sheyishchat leoram. Remember, the shchita is being done throughout the night or early in the morning before alot hashachar. And therefore, you should make sure that the place is well lit. At least you should have like a torch. He says a candle that has two petilot, two wicks, so that it creates ample light for the shochet to be able to see, to see to it that the shchita is done kadat v'chadim. Halacha Dalet, Visuda Mafseket Noagim Evetenu Vizmad Kadmon Letabel Hapat Besukah. כן כתב מתי אפרים במנהג אשכנז, אך צריך גם כן להביא מלח על השולחן ולטבול הפת במלח. He says, we have the minhag during Seuda Mafseket, the last Seuda, right before the fast of Kippur, to dip the chala of the motzi into sugar. He says, the Matei Ephraim says that's the minhag of Ashkenaz as well. However, make sure to have salt on the table and to dip the bread in the salt as well. As we know, that is something that is very important to do. Alpi Kabbalah especially. So therefore, even though we're noheg, some people dip it in honey, the Ben Ish Chai is saying to dip it in sugar, but it also has to subsequently be dipped in salt. ונוהגים באשכנז לומר בגמר הסעודה מפסקת שיר המעלות בשוב השם את שיבת ציון כנזכר במטה אפיים. Many Ashkenazim have the minhag to say the mizmor שוב השם בשיבת ציון before ברכת המזון. ויש טעם למנהג זה ונכון לאומרו. There's good reason for this minhag and it's correct to say it, says the Ben Ish Chai. הנהגתי פה עירנו לומר מזמור לתודה בשחרית כמנהג החסידים בבית אל יקון בצדק בעיר הקודש תיבנה ותיכונן במרבי ימינו. And we say מזמור לתודה in the morning. Some have the minhag in the morning of Erev Kippur not to say מזמור לתודה. However, the Ben Ish Chai says that he was manhig in his kehila, in his city, to say the מזמור לתודה. And that's our minhag, to say it in the morning of Kippur as well. עבירות, הלכה ה' hey. עבירות שבין אדם לחברו אין יום הכיפורים מחפר עד שיפייסנו. As we mentioned yesterday, the Mishnah in Masechet Yoma Daf Pehe, that עבירות between man and his fellow man, בין אדם לחברו, יום הכיפורים is not מחפר until you seek his forgiveness, until you appease him. ועל כן כל אדם, him or her. ועל כן כל אדם צריך לבקש מחילה מחברו בערב יום הכיפורים או קודם. Therefore, everybody should ask Mechila on Erev Kippur, or even before, during Aseret Yemei Teshuvah. Yesterday, the shiur of the Moadim Uzmanim was fixated on the fact that the Rama writes in Shulchan Aruch, Be'erev Yom HaKippurim. Why Dafka Erev Yom HaKippurim? So we spoke about that. He gave a few reasons. But here we see from the Lashon of the Ben Ish Chai, Lav Dafka, Erev Yom HaKippurim, O Kodem, or before. The Chaye Adam also says that. You don't have to wait till Erev Yom HaKippurim. Already from Erev Rosh Hashanah, a person should ask Mechila. V'tov she'achazan yachriz kodem kol nidre lomar rabotai timchalu ze laze. And it's a good minhag that the chazan, the gabai, or the rabbi should announce right before kol nidre rabotai timchalu ze laze. Everyone should forgive each other. V'yomru ha'kahal, and everyone should respond with a resounding, with a blasting, machalnu, we are mochel. What a holy moment that is. What a holy moment that is. Right before kol nidre, rabotai, be mochel to each other, and everyone shouts, machalnu. Can we even describe the kedusha of that moment? Wow, that's kedei sheyitorer ota sha'a sanegoria lemala al Yisrael, says the Ben Ish Chai. Davar beito matov. In order to awaken a koach of sanegoria. Sanegoria means that lemala in shamayim, only good things should be said about Klal Yisrael at that moment. When everyone says machalnu, in shamayim there is an uproar, a protective praise, showering Am Yisrael with praise and with shmira and with security milemala davar beito matov, because that's the kedusha of the moment. V'chein inhagti be'ezrat Hashem itbarach po irenu, and so I have established the minhag here in our city. He says, and that crept into our machzorim, of course, because in the machzorim it brings the psakim always of the Ben Ish Chai. And that became the minhag of the Sfaradim. There are different variations of this minhag. By the Moroccans, I don't know, by the real, hardcore Moroccans, you'll see a minhag like this in an extensive way. Before Kol Nidre, they don't just say machalnu, there's a whole song. Machulanu velachem, mechulim lachem. You know, a whole, like, it takes like 10 minutes, a whole song of, you know, of a nusach. I hope people know what they're saying. It's not just, you know, they think it's like some kind of introduction to Kol Nidre. No, it's actually doing what the Ben Ish Chai is saying over here, to say machulanu velachem, to be mochel venislach lechol v'nei Yisrael ki lechol ha'am bishgaga. This is a moment of mechila, slicha v'chapara for Klal Yisrael. And as the Ben Ish Chai brings up here, it's me'oreh ota sha'as anegoria lemala al Yisrael. A person has to remember these days, Rabotai. I just heard a clip, maybe I'll send it to you later, a clip from the Yanuka Kadisha, from the Holy Yanuka in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should give him arichut yamim v'shanim, that he says that in these days a person has to think all the time just rachamim, just about the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Always to be mamash locked in your mind, not to be sad, not to be stressed out, not to be in an anxious, with anxiety. And that's very important right now, especially with the situation that we are all in Eretz Yisrael, and here also, we all know the situation that we're in, and many people are very anxious and they're, you know, tense. This is not the time to be tense. Adraba, during Aseret Yemei Teshuva, during Erev Kippur, during Yom HaKippurim, to be batuach, samuch libo batuach, v'chazdei Hashem amirubim, to have a heart that is filled with trust and emunah, that Hashem is with us and Hashem is going to make it all good. That is very important. It's not just a pronouncement of our faith, but it is activating the midah of rachamim in these days. So it's important to be medabek our machshava berachamav hamerubim vehapeshutim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halacha Vav in the Ben Ish Chai. Kol adam yanashek yede avi ve'imo be'erev yom ha'kippurim le'et erev. If possible, a person should make it his business to go to his father and mother and to kiss their hand on Erev Kippur. Kodem she'elech lebet ha'kneset, before he goes to shul, yivakesh mehem mechila, and to ask from them mechila. So let's say his parents are in Eretz Yisrael or overseas, he should FaceTime them, yeah? He should call them, and he should ask them mechila. V'davar zeh u'chiyuv gadol al kol adam. This is, I mean, Ben Ish Chai, you know, he doesn't mince, he's very careful here to say it exactly the way it is. He says it's a chiyuv gadol, it's a big obligation upon each person. One who just is, you know, lackadaisical about this, okay, if I get the chance, and he's not careful to do this, he's called a sinner. And he's putting down the kavod of his father and his mother. And he says, if you think that's not connected to Yom HaKippurim, you're making a big mistake. De'im ben adam lechavero, because if even just between friends, chiyevu chachamim zichronam libracha levakesh mechila kodem Yom HaKippurim, chachamim obligated us to ask mechila, kol sheken me'avi ve'imo. How much more so does a person has to ask mechila from his parents? She'en adam litzol michet ze bechol yom, because it's something that, you know, a person is not spared from any day. It's very easy to be nichshal in lack of kibud avaim, like we say in the vidui by the tzaddik, right? Tzaraunu, we caused trouble. Tzaraunu, we were troublesome, and then we say tzi'arnu av vaim. That's keneged the tzaddik sofit. Tzi'arnu av vaim. That's in the vidui. Person has to be careful and to ask mechila. V'ima ben shote velo bikesh. The only one who has an excuse, he says, not to ask mechila is if he's a shote, if he's a person who is, you know, disabled. He doesn't know better. So the parents themselves, hem yitnu lo mechila. They should be mochel. They should be mochel him. Shiyomru befihem. Anochi mochel libni peloni al kol ma shechatali mechila gmura. If the son, if the daughter did not come to ask mechila, then the parents should do the chesed and to verbalize and to articulate the words to say it. Anochi mochel, we are mochel, our son or our daughter, on anything that they may have done, mechila gmura. And spouses to each other, husband and wife, v'chein ha'baal yiten mechila le'ishto, al asher bizbeza min ha'bayit shelo kirtzono. That's a very common thing. Ben Ish Chai, the Ben Ish Chai mentions, if let's say the wife spent too much of her husband's money, right? Today you could say vice versa also. But this is the example that the Ben Ish Chai gives, of course, in Leruach HaZman, in accordance with the time. So a husband should be forgiving. And of course it means the other way around also, that the wife should forgive the husband. Each one should ask mechila from the other. The Ben Ish Chai says, Habal yiten mechila, because that's the bigger chidush. Who has the bigger ego? Obviously the husband has the bigger ego. It's hard for him to lower his head. He should lower that head of his, and he should come to his wife, and he should say, I am mochel. If there's anything that you did, I forgive. And of course, I ask for forgiveness for what I did. V'chein kol talmid sheyesh lo rav ba'ir, or a talmid who has a rav in his city, yelech etzlo kodem yom kippurim v'yivakesh mimenu mechila. He should go to his rav before Yom Kippur and ask him mechila, slicha v'chapara, because that's also very serious, as we know from the halacha, that by a regular person, you go three times and then you did the job. Whereas when it comes to Rav v'talmido, afilu elef pa'amim. And the halacha is that applies to a father and mother as well. I saw that in the Sefer Yerushalayim Bemo'adeha of Rav Avigdor Nevinsal. He says in the questions and answers in regards to Mechila, he says that the same thing applies to parents. Just like by Rebbe, afilu ad elef pa'amim, even till 1,000 times. So the same thing applies to parents as well. That's what he says. Yeah. Okay, so we'll stop here in the Ben Ish Chai.